on. When you walk the path of evil, you will lose it all. But when you do things God's way, spiritual wealth gets on your life, and your life becomes indestructible, and the resources that God already gave you will be used wisely, and you will prosper infinitely forever. So, but remember something. God showed us this fact. When Cain killed Abel, the earth wouldn't produce food for him. Now there's a food shortage that they're trying to hide. But God's going to take care of his own because he's good to us. But you still, if you don't fight the good fight, you're going to suffer that in ways you don't have to. Okay. So evil men are here. And this is where it began. I'm going to read the sons of Mizraim again. Mizraim begat Ludim, Anamim, Lehabim, Nephtuhim, and Pathrazim, and Casluhim, out of whom came Philistim and Cathraim. And the Canaan begat Sidon, his firstborn, and Heth. You know, Canaan was the one that Noah cursed because Shem and Japheth covered up his nakedness, but Ham saw his nakedness, and Canaan lay with his grandfather because Canaan was cursed. Now, Pierre Stone pointed that out, and I believe him. Canaan begat Sidon, his firstborn, and Heth. And Heth was the daughters of that married, two of Heth's daughters married Esau, and they were grief of mind to Isaac and Rebekah. Nevertheless, and the Jebusite, and the Amorite, and the Girgashite, and the Hivite, and the Arkite, and the Sinite, and the Arvadite, and the Zimmerite, and the Hamathite, and afterward were all families of the Canaanites spread abroad. And the border of the Canaanites was from Sidon, as thou comest to Gerar, unto Gaza, as thou goest unto Sodom and Gomorrah, and Adma, and Zeboim, forgive my interpretations, and even unto Lasha. These are the sons of Ham after their families, after their tongues, in their countries, and in their nations. Unto Shem also, the father of the children of Eber, the brother of Japheth, the elder, even unto him were children born. Again, the people that would be a godly lineage had trouble conceiving, but they broke through. The children of Shem, Elam, Asher, Arphaxad, and Lud, and Aram. The children of Aram, Uz, and Hul, Gether, and Mash. And Arphaxad begat Selah, and Selah begat Eber. Unto Eber were born two sons. The name of the one was Peleg, for in his days the earth divided, and his brother's name was Joktan. And in his days, all the continents was in one place. You remember when the second day, the Lord said, let the waters be in one place. If the water was in one place, the land would be in one place. Consider it. But in the days of Peleg, the land divided. Not thousands and thousands of years ago. I mean, not like they say in scientists, but in the continents began to divide in the days of Peleg. And Joktan begat Almodad, and Shelef, and Hazaramoth, Hazarmaveth, thank you, and Jera, and Hadoram, and Uzziel, and Dikla, and Obel, and Abimael, and Sheba, and Ophir, and Havilah, and Jobab. All these were the sons of Joktan. And their dwelling was from Massa, as thou goest unto Sephar, a mount of the east. These are the sons of Shem, after their families, after their tongues, in their lands, after their nations. These are the families of the sons of Noah, after their generations, in their nations. And by these were the nations divided in the earth after the flood. So, at the Tower of Babel, the people divided. And in the days of Peleg, the land divided. See, the earth always does what man does. When man could prove that they could fall under a new world order, just after the first flood, instead of being out under God's order, they want something else. And see, the way false leadership works, most people are neutral. If somebody's powerful enough, people will just go along with it to get along. Sadly, most people will go along to get along. They'll follow a type A personality, whether they're good or bad. But then there are those that love God. They're not going to bow down to Baal, especially when they receive the light. And they're much stronger. Satan can't deal with the person that walks in the love of God and in obedience to God. There is now no condemnation against them that he can use. In order for Satan to be your boss, you got to think like him. You got to share his evil somewhere. But if you live a pure life, he can't do nothing with you. You can tell him to stop and he has to obey you. You have the name of Jesus, which is the same as Jesus. And the only reason he didn't fight like people desire him to fight in those days, he wanted to save us. When they wanted to kill him, he walked through the crowd and they couldn't find him. Satan couldn't do nothing with him. He used wisdom to until it was, he set up everything. He knew they wanted him dead. And just like the priests would do the scapegoat, that's how they did Jesus. They didn't even realize that they were fulfilling a plan of God, but he used their wickedness against them. Then he forgave them. And after he died, the veil was torn in the temple from the bottom up. You don't need the temple anymore. You know, a lot of our Christians are looking for the temple because that's where the Antichrist is going. Said, I don't care about that temple. I'm going to be honest with you. It's not necessary. A temple is not necessary anymore. It's not going to even be a temple in the New Jerusalem. We are the temple of the Holy Ghost now. That veil was torn. We don't need to sacrifice animals to cover our sins anymore. Nobody really needs, the only person that wants that temple, a temple, is the Antichrist anyway. And the people that he deceived into thinking they need one. And the reason they think they need one is because their eyes are blind to Jesus. So I don't care whether they build a temple or not, or whether they use the Vatican to do it. I don't care how they do it, just being honest. I'm not looking for a temple, I'm looking for Jesus. But Satan wants a platform to make himself look good. And I don't care how he looks. He's not my master. And I'll never serve. I'll never die by his hand. And I'll never bow down and worship that. Him or his Antichrist. Which is coming. I know the Antichrist is coming. He has a purpose. He has a dead purpose to destroy everything that's not like God. Everybody didn't want God in their life. He's going to be their master, and they all going to go get put in the lake of fire together. But those who listen to God, those who love God, are excluded from the misery of the Antichrist and his false prophet and his followers and the 10 kings and the beast itself. The whole thing is the beast. But these are the seeds. Chapter 10 shows us where you can trace back to Satan. That's ground zero. That's where Satan started another insurrection. But Jesus Christ said it is finished. He's going to put an end to sin. This is why no man that has sin attached to him will enter the kingdom of God. Jesus died so that we can be pure like he is. As he is, so are we in this world. All we have to do is walk in his love. Receive salvation. You did that. Now walk in his love. Fill your heart with the word of God. The Lord keep telling me, people that don't have his word in their heart, they're going to believe lies. They're not going to make it. That's what he said. He said they won't make it. So encourage everybody you know to fill their heart with God's word. Meditate on scriptures, chapters, and books of the Bible. And enjoy the process of life. Enjoy God. He loves you. I love you. I always say that at the end of every broadcast. And I happen to be out of time. I'm out of time, but the Lord is not. He'll continue to mighty move in and throughout your life. Till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you, and Jesus Christ is our Lord. Live in victory and stay in victory.